PowerPoint up, Jamie. That'd be great. Okay, young guys and girls, I'm going to need your help in this one. So I'm going to ask you some questions and I'm going to need you to help me answer them. Now you see there a picture of Jesus on the cross. But we're going to think about how did people react to Jesus on the cross? What reactions did we see? So the next slide. Who can tell me who these people are? Does anybody know? This is probably the most tricky one, first of all. Gabby? Yes, yes, there are people who live there in Jerusalem, you're right. Anyone else know? Toby, who do you think they are? Any idea? I'm putting you on the spot here. Yes, Hugh? They could be. They could be gambling in the temple. Yeah. What these are people on the day when Jesus was crucified, they didn't even notice. They were just going to work. Or maybe they were just going shopping to buy their stuff. And Jesus was up there on the hill getting crucified, but they didn't notice. They were going to the temple to sacrifice an animal to God, which is amazing. There would be some people on the day Jesus was sacrificed that they were going to the temple with a goat or a lamb to sacrifice to God. There'd be children. There'd be children playing tag or it or what do you call it these days? It. That's what I used to call it. It. Anyone else have a different name? What? Some weird ones down here. I don't know if they used to play tag back then, but I'm sure they did. There would have been shop owners selling goods, and they just didn't know, or they ignored Jesus on the cross. And today, there'll be loads of people who just ignore Jesus on the cross. There'll be loads of people around the world who just ignore it, who are not interested. They're more interested with Easter eggs than they are about Jesus. Okay, thank you. Next one. Who are these people? Any idea? Gabby?
Are they the Roman leaders?
Sort of the leaders. People who insulted him. Yes, you're right. Yes. Yes. No.
Disciples.
There were some disciples there. Yes, they're absolutely correct. Yeah. Hugh? High priest as well. Yes, the high priest insulted him. So this is what they said in the dark text up there. They said, "You who are going to destroy the temple and build it in 3 days, save yourself. Come down from the cross," they said. "Come down from the cross if you're the Son of God." Do you know he was actually doing what he said right there? He said he was going to destroy the temple and raise it in 3 days. And that was what he was doing. Because the temple was him. And he was dying. And in 3 days, what was going to happen? He would rise again. Thank you very much. So he was actually doing that. They were insulting him for not being able to do that. What else did they say? He saved others, but he can't save himself. Is that true? No, not true. He's the King of Israel. Let him come down. If he's the King of Israel, let him come down now from the cross and we will believe in him. He trusts in God. Let God rescue him now if he wants him. For he said, "I am the Son of God." It's because he's God that he didn't come down from the cross. It's because he's God that he didn't. He chose to go to the cross and to die for us. Okay, next one. Who's this?
Roman guard.
A Roman guard, yes. Yes, exactly. And anyone know what this guy is called, the guy in charge?
Centurion,
that's right. Centurion. Not, in fact, in charge of 100 men, was it? It was about how much? 80. 80 men. Confusingly, a centurion was in charge of 80 men. Now, the centurion was terrified. This is what it said. When the centurion, those with him, who were guarding Jesus, saw the earthquake and all that happened, they were terrified. And they exclaimed, "Surely he was the Son of God." So the Romans, not the Jews, the Romans realized this was somebody special. There was darkness over the whole land. and there was an earthquake. They thought, this is somebody special, he's dying. Okay, next one. This is a difficult one. Anybody know who this could represent? Yes? One of the criminals, which one? Left one? It could be. It could have been left. I'm not actually sure we know which side he was on. This is the one who insulted him. He said to Jesus, "Aren't you the Messiah? Save yourself and us." The person he was interested in was himself. He wanted to save himself. And the last person is this one. Who was this one? The other criminal, yeah. Was that what you were going to say? It's not God, no, it might be a confusing picture. So this is the other criminal on the other side. It might have been on the right hand side, maybe. But the other criminal said this, "Don't you fear God, since you are under the same sentence. We are punished justly, for we are getting what our deeds deserve. But this man, Jesus, has done nothing wrong." And so he said to Jesus, "Jesus, remember me when you come into your kingdom." He realized Jesus was a king. And he said, "Jesus, remember me when you go into your kingdom." And what did Jesus say? Exactly that. "Today you will be with me in paradise." These are amazing words that Jesus says here to this criminal. All the criminal did was said, I know I need to trust this man. I know this man's someone special, and I need to trust in this man." Okay, next slide. We're told this, that God shows his love for us in that while we were still sinners, while we did stuff, while we were still bad, while we were not good in any way, Christ died for us. God shows his love for us on the cross. So when we see the cross, we see God's love for us and how much he loved us and how far he was willing to go for us. So finally, this is the last question. How will you react to the cross today? The cross of Jesus Christ. Do you know, how you answer this question is more important than your exam results. It's more important than your relationships. It's more important about the extensions on your house. It's more important than your job. It's more important than how popular you are. How you answer that question is the most important question in your life. How will you react to the cross of Jesus? Okay. Let's just think about that. I'll give you 30 seconds to just have quiet, a time of quiet and think about that. And then I'll pray. And then we'll sing a few songs before we close. Dear Lord and Father, we want to remember on this day, this day when we remember your cross, how much you loved us. How you loved us by going to the cross and paying the price for our sins. We know that we're all sinners, that we all need saving, that we all need washing clean, and that you were the only one who could do that. And so what you did is you came down into this world and you went to the cross, or you chose to go to the cross so that you could pay the price for our sins. That is amazing, amazing love. That you love us so much. And we pray, Lord, that today, that we would not ignore that, that we would not forget you, that we would not be people who forget about how much you love us, but we would praise you and glorify you and tell other people about you and how much you love us. We thank you that you paid the price for our sin on the cross, and we pray that we might be like that criminal on the cross who trusted in you, that we would trust in you also. That is the most important thing. So we ask these things in Jesus' name. Amen. So. We're just going to sing two songs to finish our service.